1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
God is a worker. Do you realize that? His work dignifies our work. In the 1960s, there was a British satirical comedy film called Work is a Four-Letter Word. It was about a man named Valentine who endures his work as a boiler room engineer. But he'd much rather stay at home tending his psychedelic mushrooms. So while he has this job, he shirks his responsibility, with the unforeseen result that the boiler breaks down and there's a major power outage. Everything goes wrong, and in the end, Valentine runs away from his work. To call work a four-letter word is another way of saying that work is a bad thing, a chore, which nobody should like. Sadly, that view is all too common in our day, and it's a view that seems to be gaining traction in the Western world as we distance ourselves from the Christian faith. Christians unwittingly sometimes slip into this cynical, shirk-your-work mentality as well. But we can't go there if we take the Bible seriously, especially the first few chapters of Genesis. What do we find there? First, we find that God is introduced not as judge, king, prophet, priest, pastor, but as worker. Let that sink in. The Bible opens with, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." He is creator. On each consecutive day, God says, "Let there be," and it happens. Let there be light, expanse, water, dry land, vegetation, lights in the heavens, birds, sea creatures, animals, humans. And after each productive day, he steps back, looks at what he created, and says, "This was a good day. That was good." Genesis 2:2 says, "On the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested." Now, not because he was tired, but because he delighted in his work. The psalmist says, "He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." God upholds what he creates. In John 5:17, Jesus said, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." In other words, the God of the Bible is a worker. And the rest of Scripture gives us all kinds of work pictures that describe him. This God is like a gardener, a potter, a garment maker, a farmer, a winemaker, a shepherd, a builder, and an architect. He's a worker. The other interesting thing to note about these early chapters of Genesis is that God creates human beings in his image. And as his image bearers, he gives us work to do. Work is part of our divinely given job description. It's intrinsic to being human. He has invited us into a divine-human collaboration as junior partners in his firm. How do we see this? Before Adam and Eve fell into sin, they were given this important assignment. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden to work it and keep it, Genesis 2:15. Genesis 1 adds that they were to have dominion over the world, to take care of it under God. Now, of course, our work and our world are, like everything else, radically disordered by sin, which Genesis 3 points out. But even after the fall, when work became much harder, when God said, "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread," that original commission to be a worker still stands. And notice how the Redeemer first appears in this Genesis section. He's the seed of the woman who will overturn the serpent's destructive work. Because of Christ's redemptive work on the cross and its transforming power in our lives, we are recommissioned to work again for the glory of God. In other words, even our hard and frustrating work can be done in service to him. And someday, as the book of Isaiah and Revelation makes clear, every trace of the curse will be removed and we will work with new heightened capacities and joys serving him in a redeemed heaven and earth. So, friend, viewed in light of the Scripture and in light of our Redeemer, how can any genuine Christ follower ever think of work as a four-letter word?
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helped you gain a better understanding of life from a Christian perspective and deepened your passion for God. If you'd like to listen to the program again, visit Reformed Theological Seminary's webpage at rts.edu/Orlando.